Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's episode is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 33. So obviously today's episode is continuing on the new islanders coming in. Obviously we have Chris and Francesca. Obviously yesterday I said that they look pretty average. I still think that they look pretty average. They definitely could have brung in some spicier islanders. Anyway, Chris says he likes the look of Belle. He takes her out on a date, but Francesca says that she's interested in just Anton. Obviously, I already have my suspicions. I think maybe she does prefer Anton to Chris, but also, you know, it's coming to the end now. She knows that Anton is popular and, you know, she's got her eyes on the prize. So I still feel like her being with Anton is a big part of her gameplay, probably outweighing more than her actually liking him. But what do you think? Do you feel like Belle genuinely likes Anton and would want to make things work on the outside? Or do you feel like she has her eyes on the prize? Chris also tries his luck with Maura, but obviously Maura is stuck, has her eyes on Curtis. That's the only person she wants to pursue. So Chris is basically stuck in a rut now because I don't think anyone in the house, any of the girls in the house want him. Francesca, she takes Ovi and Curtis out on a date. They seem to mesh well. She said she's attracted to Ovi. Ovi says he finds her really attractive. But anyway, you know, they both say they're attracted to each other. She says that she's more attracted to Curtis, but obviously after the challenge at the end of the episode, which I'll get into later on, we see that Curtis and Maura basically look like they're going to go somewhere. So I feel like by default, Francesca's now going to go for Ovi. But what do you think about Francesca and Ovi together? Do we ship or not? I feel like Ovi could do better than Francesca, but I feel like Ovi just wants somebody to be with right now because he's feeling quite lonely because everyone's coupled up. So, you know, she's not a bad choice, but I personally feel like Ovi deserves a spicier spice than Francesca. Obviously, in yesterday's preview, we saw Amber crying and saying that she still likes Michael. We saw that today. And obviously, Amber, bless her, she was trying to, like, keep it all in. She didn't want Michael to see her. And the girls are just like, fuck him, like, cry if you want to. Obviously, Michael and Joanna do see and they give their commentary on the sideline. Joanna basically says that she's kind of annoyed that Amber is crying. And I feel like they both kind of feel like Amber's being manipulative. But Amber's just upset and she's perfectly entitled to be upset. Like, no one has come up to them and been like, you know, oh, you guys are bad people. Like, look what you've done to Amber. Like, Amber's just having her moment. Let her have that. And then when Michael was saying like, oh, if you get annoyed, she'll win. Michael Defence League, yeah? If members who are still remaining in the Michael Defence League, can you please let me know what Michael is banging on about when he says, she wins. What is this about? So after that, that's kind of confirmed to me that Michael is trash and Amber deserves better. But let me know if even after today's episode, do you feel like you still ship Michael and Amber? Because obviously the revelation in the challenge, which I'll get into later. I don't want them to get back together now. And I feel like every day Michael just shows how much of a dickhead that he is. But then what I will say is that at the start, obviously Amber was coupled up with Callum. We knew that was never going to go anywhere. But she said that Callum was too nice. And I remember her saying Callum was too nice. So what are we thinking? Do you feel like Amber does like when people treat her mean? Like, is she a treat them mean, keep them keen type of girl? Because she did say that Callum was too nice. What are we thinking? And also, what else? So then after that, not much was really going on. It was just kind of speculating, you know, was anyone's heads going to be turned? No one's head really was turned. But what I will say is that on the date, Curtis did seem very open. I wouldn't say that he downplayed him and Maura getting to know each other, but he definitely kind of made it clear like they are just getting to know each other, so I'm still open to getting to know you. So I thought, again, that was very interesting after he said that he was crying all day because Amy had left. So again, that was very interesting, and that kind of confirms for me that Curtis was just crying performatively. And if he was crying, maybe it was just the stress of everything, you know, the stress of having to be in the house with Amy that the tears came out. But I don't think those tears were for Amy yesterday. But yeah, so obviously after that, not much else happened. And then there's the dancing challenge. Now this year, interestingly enough, it's the girls and the boys. Last year and the years before that, it was kind of just the girls doing it. So they switched it up this year and both of them are doing it. And obviously we get to see whose heart rate was raised by who. So obviously out of the girls, obviously we all know Maura gave the best performance, but notable mentions, Joanna, I don't know what the hell she was doing. She was crawling on the floor. I know her knees must have hurt because that's like some wooden floor. Like I heard the clonk, clonk, clonk. I know her knees must have hurt. I hope it was worth it to try and please Michael. And then obviously the end result is just even more funny. She did all of that and she wasn't even the one to raise his heart rate the most. And yeah, when Michael was like saying like, oh, she was crawling on the floor, it was so hot. You know why he found that really, really, why he found that attractive? Because that's where he likes his women. He likes his women on the floor crawling to him and serving him like he's some god. Anna, I don't know what the hell she was doing. I don't know, like when she was like bending her back over, it was just looking very strange. Amber, I don't even know what the fuck Amber was doing either. It's just like she's got a great pair of tits. I don't know why she really didn't utilize them. She was just kind of just like jumping up and down. And Francesca, bitch, I don't know what the fuck Francesca was doing. She obviously did not listen to the brief. And honestly, like I was just like, bitch, get the fuck out of here if you're not even gonna actually try. Like, what the fuck was that? Of course, hot girl Maura comes in. She's doing her thing. She's got her catsuit on. She made sure she organized with the producers to have the best outfit. She was doing her thing, and that is how you do it, girls. She was up on Curtis, and she claimed him. You know, it was the perfect time to plant one on him, and she did that, and she. I think she's pretty much secured Curtis. So yeah, that was my favourite. Maura was obviously the best performance and that was my favourite performance. But what did you think of the performances out of the girls? And do you feel like Maura killed it? Or do you feel like because the calibre of girls were not that good that Maura just instantly looks really good? But it was just an average performance. I thought it was quite good. Then the boys, obviously Ovi. I don't really know what Ovi was doing. I feel like he was just like using his tallness and chocolateness to like his advantage, and he was just standing there and like over the girls and like, you know, whispering in their ears. I don't really know what his strategy was, but he was obviously feeling himself. Michael, I don't know what the hell Michael was doing. He looked like he was doing like some leg exercises. It did not look sexy at all. Jordan used up the whole baby oil on his body, looking very oiled up. I can tell he enjoyed that performance. I think he's probably already done that before, to be honest, on the side, just didn't really tell anybody. And Chris, I don't know what Chris was doing. He was trying to do some acrobatic. I don't know what he was doing. I feel like he was just having fun. That was funny when he like tried to do like a roly-poly or something or a flip and it just flopped. And Curtis was showing out. He was dipping it and doing it. He was enjoying. I think Curtis definitely gave the best performance out of the boys. And then obviously the results, like they gave some of the results and then they like rushed past it. Like Ovi's result, I'm just like, what? What? Who's heart rate? Chris's heart rate was raised the most by Molly. Jordan's heart rate was raised the most by Belle and not Anna, despite Anna kissing him. Michael's heart rate was raised the most by Amber. And the same for Amber. Amber's was raised the most by Michael. So obviously the producers know exactly what they're doing there. And obviously Joanna's going to be pissed because she was already like, I don't want you speaking to the host. So she's obviously going to be livid because Joanna is clearly insecure. So that's going to be interesting. And that's obviously going to be stretched out and talked about over the next episode. probably. So what do you think? Do you feel like this is like proof that Michael still likes Amber? Or do you feel like it doesn't really prove anything? So I feel like Curtis and Moira are pretty much a thing now, like officially, pretty much. Anna's heart rate was raised by Anton, which was interesting. Belle's was also raised by Anton. And then Ovi, I'm not sure. They kind of like went, but I feel like they said Joanna's was raised by him. And I think they said Molly's was. I'm not entirely sure. I feel like they skipped a couple. So if there's any juicy kind of heart rate results that I missed out, let me know in the comments, because they kind of just whizzed past them all. And then obviously the preview for the next episode is that there is a recoupling and a dumping. It's the girl's pick and the boy who doesn't get picked gets dumped from the island. And obviously the two people who are clearly vulnerable are obviously Chris, who's new. He hasn't really clicked with any of the girls, and, well, romantically anyway. And Marvin, obviously, again, he hasn't really been successful with the ladies either. It could be either one of them. Obviously, Chris literally just got there, and Marvin literally just got there. I feel like personality-wise, I would prefer Chris to be in the house. Like, I feel like Chris could potentially, like, be funny and have banter in the house. Like, I feel like he has a good personality. Francesca, she's okay. Like, I don't not like her. So I feel like she's just kind of an average person. Really average personality. But what are we thinking of the new islanders? There's a lot of support for Amber on Twitter. A lot of people are kind of happy that she raised Michael's heartbeat the most, like more than Joanna. They're kind of happy about that. I feel like, because obviously Joanna's going to be upset about that. And I've seen quite a few people suggesting that Amber should get to pick first and pick to recouple with Michael. I wonder how that would go. I wonder how Michael would react if she was to do it. I feel like maybe the producers might even do it. It depends what mood the producers are, what storylines that the producers are trying to go with. If the producers think it will make a good storyline, then they'll make Amber pick first. But obviously, if they make Joanna pick first, then it's kind of like, it's not going to happen. Like, there won't even be a possibility of that, because Joanna's obviously going to pick Michael. But what do we think? What are you guys thinking? Do you feel like Amber should pick Michael for recoupling? And what do you feel like the aftermath of that would be? There's not many positive tweets for Michael on Twitter, which I feel like we all kind of know, which I feel like we're all kind of not surprised about. Some of them are kind of like about the earlier episode when Michael was kind of disrespecting Amber, saying that, you know, insinuating that she was trying to start something. A lot of people are just saying that they're not here for it. A lot of people are saying that they're the ones that are annoying. And a lot of people are saying that Michael and Amber are going to get back together. And a lot of people are saying that they don't want them to get back together. And if they get back together, then they'll stop watching the show. So what do you feel like? I feel like I've asked this like every podcast for like the past like couple of days. But do you feel like Amber and Michael should get back together? And even if you don't think that they should, do you feel like, even if you don't think that they should, do you think that they still are going to get back together? Twitter is also very negative about Joanna too. I'm seeing loads of tweets saying that they just want her and Michael to leave. They want her out. And there's some tweets basically saying that, you know, because obviously Joanna was very smug when she was doing her dance with Michael and when she was kissing him in front of Amber. But then obviously his heart rate went up for Amber, who wasn't even doing that much. So, yeah, I'm here for the drama too. But Amber, I don't want her to get back with him. Like, Michael is trash. On Twitter, Maura's got a lot of support. Lots of people are loving her performance and saying it was the best of the night and that they're here for her. I've seen one or two negative tweets, people saying that she was desperate and she was doing too much. What do you think? Do you feel like Moira was just doing the challenge really well? Or do you feel like she was being a tad extra? Also, if you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is Shannon Fabuloso. That's SHANNONFABULOSO. I usually live tweet during the episode, so feel free to at me with your opinions during the show. And let me know your overall thoughts of this episode, and let me know your predictions for who's going home tomorrow. So yeah, till next time, guys. Bye.